If you found all this talk about dying to self and annihilation of self and putting self to death too painful, just let me tell you why it is so necessary. Because the self that causes you so much problem, the old self, the old nature, the old person, is not your true self. That is not who you were created to be. Your old self was fallen. The new self that Jesus gives you is created in his image and in his likeness, and it's irresistible. You won't have any problems with low self-esteem if you will live in the new. You won't have a problem with how you look if you live in the new. You'll be happy in your skin because there is a true self, a true identity that God created you to be, and that is what he's bringing you into. That's why we need to be on his side when we decide we're going to put to death this old thing that rattles around and causes us so many problems. The new self has a sweet nature. You cannot help but love it. You begin to see the Jesus within yourself and you like it. So you get to that blissful place of being happy in your skin and liking who you are and who you are becoming. Because God is always taking us from one place to another, and the plans that he's got for us are good. So if you weigh that against the sacrifice of losing those nasty bits that you never liked in the first place, the judgmentalism, the criticism that you found within yourself, the not liking yourself, the real low self-esteem, all of those things, hey, let them go and let him show you your true identity. Then you can learn how to become the beloved of God, how to lean on the beloved and enjoy being the one upon whom God's favour rests. That is what starts to happen the other side of the cross. Now you see the necessity for putting that behind you. Oh boy. Can't resist it, can you? It's too good. Well, it would be, wouldn't it? Because God is good and he has good plans for you. Amen.